This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
114-109 Bulls with 52 seconds to go. Bill, how do you play this now? Do you play it out? Do you foul? What do you do?
Well, they're going to play it out right now, but they're running out of possessions. Miami
Hero with the strip and a steal with a pull-up topside three. No. Rebound, Huerter. Oh, my. Huerter races over the timeline. Huerter in the paint. In the right corner, a three by Mattis. Yes! Onions, baby onions, timeout, Miami. Mattis Mazzellis, the rookie with big time onions. You gotta love him.
That was Chuck Swirsky and Bill Whittington on 670 The Score. We go out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and that is where we find our friend Herb Howard at Herb Howard 411 on X, the beat reporter for the Bears, for the Bigs. But he also is known to take in a game or two, because that's where we saw Herb yesterday. Herb, how are you?
I'm doing good. It was great seeing y'all at the UC last night.
It was, too, until the conversation we had with you about the modern NBA ended up showing itself with the Tyler Hero fast break pull-up for the wide-open three and missed the shot. I have to ask you about this, because we were talking to you about this, Marshall and I, right before that happened in the game.
Yeah, it was one of the more egregious plays I've ever seen in the NBA, but it's absolutely reflective of how they play now.
Like, we what did just you just say, Herb?
It was absolutely egregious. One of the worst plays I've literally ever seen in basketball.
Y'all down five. Yeah, hold on, Herb.
No, I hear you, but at the same time, they were down by multiple possessions. They needed as many points as possible to be able to have a chance to win the game. I'll say this, for an NBA player of Tyler Hero's, ability, for him, in his mind, a wide open three is a layup, right?
Yeah, but it's not. At best, it's a 20% shot. he can think whatever he wants to think. He had a wide open layup. They were down two possessions. You're going to make it a one possession game either way. Extend the game. Like, what do you think you're doing with that shot? And he missed it because at best, it's a 40% shot. If your name is Steph Curry, like, he's not, like, knock it. It was the worst thing I've seen in a long, long time, but it's absolutely indicative of how they play in the league, and it's exactly what I was saying to y'all earlier that night.
Here we are just, you know, chilling at the Bulls game. We're having tacos at the Little Goat Taqueria spot. I know you like the nachos that you got. And I was...
Oh, my God, they were amazing.
Say more. Why were they good?
We got to get the nachos next time, everybody. Yeah. But also, I was dying laughing because we were just talking about it. You were telling me why you don't love watching the NBA as much. And then that happens in the game. And I'm like, oh, no, Herb.
Herb, happy birthday in advance. You are definitely in your old man yelling out of cloud stage already, even though you're not a senior citizen yet.
Oh, no doubt. I am an old man. I've been an old man for a long time. I think I was born an old man. But, you know, I just like basketball the way it used to be when they, you know, had a 3-on-1 fast break and then flare out to the wings for a 3-point shot. It's just weird, and I don't like it. And, yeah, I'm an old man for sure.
I love it because you are speaking to some of our listeners right now, and they're nodding in their cars or wherever they are right now. That's what I'm talking about. That man, that young man knows what he's talking about.
Can you complain about timeouts in the NBA while we're at it? Can you throw a few of those in there? Yeah,
absolutely.
What is your most old man take concerning the Bears? What is your most old man take concerning the Bears?
Bring Justin Fields back.
Might be
don't start with me, Grody.
That might be it.
Don't start with me.
I did start with you, didn't I? Yeah.
Hey, no, I think they're going about it the right way right now in terms of addressing the trenches, trying to get back to, one, the ability to run the football. I love that they're going under center because I'm an old man, and I like playing quarterback under center more than in the shotgun. And so I like that part of it. You talk about trying to mirror your run game with your passing game, making things that are different look the same way, making things that are the same look different. It's easy to do that when you're under center. And so, you know, I like that kind of harkening back to that style of football. So, very, very pleased so far with what the Bears have done in the offseason. Now, they still got to come together, but I think it's a situation where nobody's going to be able to look back at this in hindsight, you know, 10 months from now or whatever, and say, oh, they did all the wrong things. They did not do the wrong things. If they don't work out, they just don't work out. But they certainly have done the right thing.
God, man, Herb, I you're right, but part of me is thinking, God, we were saying similar things last year, too. And maybe you weren't. Maybe you weren't, but, like, a lot of us were.
No, you're right. It was a lot of conversation about, you know, Caleb was walking into the best situation any rookie quarterback ever walked into. And I get it because they drafted Rome and they brought over Keenan. But the core issues were still there, the same things that hampered the previous quarterback. And the issue, well, Caleb's going to get the ball out much faster. He's not going to take as many sacks. Well, we saw how that worked, right? And so until you really address the actual issues, you're going to continue to have those problems. Fortunately, they have addressed those issues. He should not face immediate pressure up the middle. He should have more creative play calling. The discipline issues should be addressed much earlier in terms of the accountability and those types of things. So I think they've set him up to take a big step in year two. He certainly has all of the ability. He's got the work ethic. He wants to be great. And they're putting the right things around him, not only with the weapons, but also in the trenches.
I'm not a revisionist, but I do like revisionist history. Don't ask me what that means because I'm just telling you how I feel. So if you had to go back and look now, knowing what you know, you would say that Caleb Williams walked into the blank best situation for rookie quarterback last season. Just last season, not all time, just last season, knowing what you know about other rookie quarterbacks around the NFL.
I still would have probably said he walked into the best one out of the quarterbacks that came into the league last year. Nobody really saw Washington putting that thing together the way they were able to
when the
Denver
too?
Showed up in Washington. Now, what I've always thought about Bo Nix was he was probably the most ready one. Like, he played so much college football, and he made so many passes. He saw all the defenses, all the different pressure looks, and then getting with Sean Payton was a really, really good pairing for him. And so I thought just the two of them being paired together was a good situation. I didn't know how they would pull it together as a team, but I wasn't surprised by his early success because I thought coming into it, he was the most ready just in terms of how much football he played, how many different coverage moves he had actually seen, and also getting paired up with Sean Payton. So that didn't surprise me a lot. But I looked around what the Bears had in terms of the talent, in terms of the way the defense finished off the 23 season and the step you kind of expected them to take in the 24 season. Some of those things just didn't happen for them, but I still think that Caleb came into a pretty good situation. They just kind of underestimated how big an issue they had on the offensive line and then also some of the in-game decision-makings that came from the top.
We love talking everything ball with Herb Howard from It's the Bigs. I also want to ask you just what you thought of the way the Bears have had to build through the draft a little bit. You see them have to revise a little bit of what you've seen, you know, build on the lines in free agency, revise a couple of the picks that they have made. That said, how do you see this playing out in this next draft as far as how they've built this team?
Well, I think that, you know, any good team is going to be built through the draft. I mean, it's always nice to make a couple of key additions via free agency or a smart trade when you can. But building through the draft is the way that any team wants to do it. And so what they've done previously was, you know, they would go out and they find receivers, they find DBs, and not necessarily top-end talent. I know they, you know, used a number 10 pick on Darnell Wright, but outside of that, they haven't really invested there. They kind of hit a home run when you talk about getting the fifth-round pick from Southern Utah and Braxton Jones, and then he's a three, maybe four-year starter at left tackle for you. That is a win. If he never plays another down for the Bears, that is a win of a draft pick.
And good
so, but now you're talking about trying to invest in, you know, like top-end talent. The Bears now have top-end talent that are some veterans, and maybe they continue to do that, you know, as they go through it in the draft via whether it's the offensive line or the defensive line. This is going to be a much improved offensive line, and, you know, they got a new O-line coach. He's going to get a lot of credit for it, and that's fine. But the fact of the matter is they have better players now. And so if you have good offensive linemen, then the offensive line coach will look good. I don't think that the Bears have had poor coaches, you know, in recent history. It's just they haven't really addressed the position with top-end talent. There are not a lot of human beings on Earth that are 6'5", 330, that can move a certain way. There's just not a lot of those people walking around here. And if you want some, you got to invest in them either high in the draft or pay them a ton of money in free agency.
Herb, what are the we're talking about how everything looks really good for the Bears right now with the moves that they've made. What are they missing right now? What do they need? Are there needs right now? What do the Bears need?
Yeah, I certainly don't think they have a complete roster. I think they still need to add to their pass rush. They don't have a lot of proven pass rush outside of Montez Sweat. I know they're gambling that Dio Dangbo is going to take, you know, another step, and he certainly fits the mold of what Coach Dennis Allen wants to do in terms of his DNs and their ability to play up and down the line of scrimmage and have the height and the size and the length. He has those things, and he had a lot of pressures and hurries with the Colts. He's got to turn those into sacks. And the idea is now that you put him on a line that does have Montez Sweat, you bring in a proven veteran like Grady Jarrett, that should help him out. And so it's good what they have, but they still need to add to that room. I know they're still very intrigued, as am I, by what Austin Booker could potentially be, but you're still just talking about potential with both of those guys that are playing in for you opposite Montez Sweat. And so I think they still need to add to that spot significantly in terms of, you know, one of those top two or three picks needs to be an edge rusher, in my opinion. And so, you know, they got to be able to affect the quarterback. Coach Allen's going to want to play a lot of man on the back end. We heard Jalen talking about that during his press conference. Well, if you want to play a lot of man, you better be getting to the quarterback quickly. And so they got to continue to have waves of pass rushers that can come in, 7, 8, 9 of those guys that can consistently impact the quarterback.
Listen, Herb, we all know offensive line needs more depth. We know that you need pressure, whether it's from the edge or the middle, when it comes to defensive line. Building through the trenches is a thing. We know they need a running back. But I'm looking more so at the secondary for a couple of reasons. One, we don't know what's going on with Jaquan Brisker in full and totality. I mean, he sounds like he's ready to go, but we know the concussion history is real there. How concerned are you about them finding someone who can step into that role, if not for Brisker himself, if he gets hurt again next year, but also for a guy whose contract is expiring in Kevin Byard?
Yeah, I mean, they got some real concerns there. I mean, I love Jaquan Brisker as a player. I think he's a great dude, too. But the fact is, he's got that concussion history, and you just never know when that's going to pop up. Any hit could have him sidelined for weeks, or as we saw last year, for the majority of the season. And so that's just a very, very concerning thing with him in general. Ideally, you think that he can become, you know, he can reach his full potential and be a player that gets another contract here, but you can't necessarily bank on that right now. So I do think it'd be smart for them at some point to invest in a safety. Like you said, also, you got Kevin Byard, you know, just 1 year. He's getting up there in age as well. So you got to start thinking about how you're going to replenish that position, especially if it's an emergency situation like Jaquan going down. I do think they like their depth. I think they still feel pretty good about, you know, having Elijah Hicks come into the game. I thought Jonathan Owens played well at times, specifically coming up in the run game more so than the pass game. But I do think that it's time that they probably bring in a young guy that they can kind of maybe develop behind those guys. And ideally, he doesn't have to, you know, come in and be a difference maker this year, but he's a guy that could step in next year. Or, you know, if the worst happens with Jaquan, he could come in and play for you this year.
Hey, Herb, what stood out to you on Tuesday when we got the four players, Jalen Johnson, Tremaine Edmonds, Darnell Wright, and who am I missing? There was a fourth. I know there was a fourth. But what stood out to you from Tuesday?
Caleb Williams.
That guy.
Well, see, he didn't do that. He didn't do the fucked up hairs.
He didn't.
At the end, that was the first time that
was that concerning?
Very concerning. But I do understand, like, who was? I think I was on with Holmes and Spiegel and talking about the fact that maybe 7 games into the 10-game losing streak, I was like, how's he going to get out of this? the Bears stuff. But anyhow, what stood out to you, Herb?
Nothing, really, if I'm being honest with you, Grody. It was what I expected to hear. A lot of, I've been working out. I feel good. I'm in great shape. I'm optimistic, but I'm excited to get back around the guys. We got to put the work in. And, you know, I like the mentality that Jalen Johnson had, but he always had that mentality of, you know, let's not get too excited about these things. Let's put the work in. So, but that's what you expect to hear from guys at this time, just that, you know, they've been taking care of their bodies and they're working out. They're ready to go. They're excited about the new coach. They are going to say, you know, the very best things about him and their first interactions with him. And that's where you expect them to be right now. Everything should feel good. Everybody should be focused and, you know, feeling good physically and ready to put the work in. That was kind of what you just kept hearing all those guys echo over and over again, that they're ready to get to work. But that's exactly what I anticipated. So nothing really jumped out that any of those guys said. It was absolutely what I expected all of them to say.
Herb, I'm going to preview our next segment because I feel like you also have a defined opinion when it comes to what you've heard.
You want to eliminate the 3-point shot? Is that what we're talking about?
I'm not going to put words in Herb's mouth. But I do want to ask you, when you heard what you did at Hallis Hall, like we were talking about it too, Jalen Johnson made the point of, essentially, call me once the season begins as to how this can go, right, which is incredibly justified. But then we also hear Tremaine Edmonds talk about win now mode. How do you balance those two in your head based on what you heard versus what can actually happen?
Yeah, I think they actually match up pretty well, Layla. I think that, you know, listen, you got to just put your head down and grind. You got to just deal with today. There's a long, long mountain for the Bears to climb if they're going to go, you know, worst to first. But I think it's possible, but the only way to do it is one step at a time. And so you put your head down, you don't start to think too far ahead, you just take the next step and you know, do the best thing that you can do to get better today. And I think that's the mentality, that's the approach that Jalen Johnson is talking about. And if all those guys take that approach, then what Tremaine Edmonds is talking about in terms of winning now can absolutely come to fruition. This isn't a team that I look at their roster and say, yeah, there's a ton of holes here. I don't think they can beat this team or that team. I think their roster is pretty good. They like I said earlier, they're not complete. They still have some holes, and they got some depth issues as well. But I do think this is a team that, you know, could potentially go worst to first if everything works out for them. But the only way to do that is to just grind and not talk about it too early and what we're going to do and what we can do. All we can do is show up today, hit the weight room, get in the classroom, whatever it is. If they do that each and every day, they'll give themselves a chance to perform the way Tremaine Edmonds is talking about, to perform the way Coach Johnson is talking about, to say, hey, we're not talking about a 3- and 4-year plan down the road. We think we can win now. I think they could, but they got to attack each day one at a time.
No, I appreciate it, Herb, because that's the thing is we're trying to measure the expectation versus the reality pretty much every day, but especially when it comes to what we heard out of the Bears.
No, I appreciate the tempered approach on that, Herb. I'm going to need you to be a little less tempered on this question. What are the Bulls about to do? What are the Bulls about to do? Tell me what they're about to do.
I like the way the Bulls are playing right now. They're sharing the basketball. They're moving without the ball. A lot of people getting a lot of touches. I like their style of play right now. I think they'll win their play-in game, and then they'll probably get swept out, you know, as an AC. That's just, like, that's, we know where this is ending, right? We know nobody thinks they're going to go on a run, do we?
I mean, they might go on a 2-game run to the playoffs. They have to win 2 games to get there. So I mean,
I don't think it's completely not out of the realm of possibility that they advance to a real series. I mean, like
real series is the goal.
The way you said, I thought you were going to say they were going to advance to the semifinals of the Eastern Conference.
No. It's not inconceivable that they're eliminated in 5 games in a 7-game series. How's that?
A gentleman's sweep.
Yes.
I think that's probably what's going to happen. They're playing really good right now, so I think, you know, they'll get, you know, one of those seeds, and they'll get in, but then they're dealing with, is Boston or Cleveland? Is that what they got?
Yeah, that's it. It would be Cleveland because they ain't getting to the 7 or the 8 spot. They're not getting to the 7 spot.
Yeah, so no, absolutely not. That's it. That'll be the end. That's where they'll go, and you know, Boston will get them out of there in 4 games, and maybe they can get 1 game from Cleveland, but that's it.
Yeah, Bulls.
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 Bulls. Bulls.
Herb, you going to the game Friday?
No, tomorrow is my birthday. I have no idea where or what state of mind I'll be in by the time the Bulls
play. Happy birthday!
So you're getting the party started early is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I got a lot of work to do today. I'm you know, all around town. I'm going to hop off with you guys. I got a hit with Fox, a hit with ABC, and, you know, a podcast thing later. So I'm going to do my work today. And then tomorrow, you know, or later this evening, whatever, you know, we'll get started.
The Herb, it's the Herb Howard Car Wash.
Yeah.
And then he'll be washed come his birthday. I got it.
Why couldn't Herb be in studio with us? Well, I don't understand this.
Like, he had to find parking.
Oh, okay. I was
getting my haircut, Grody, and I tried to race over here just in time. I got here just in time to pull up outside of your building. So I'm just parked downstairs talking to you guys.
Oh, yeah, I see you down there.
Well, we would wave if we could. Herb Howard, early birthday. Thanks for hanging out with us at the Bulls game. Somebody get that man some more of those little goat nachos for his birthday.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Short rib nachos.
Yes.
I love how much you love them. Herb Howard from It's the Bigs. He does wonderful work. Please check it out on social media and apparently on Fox and ABC 7 while we're at it.
Thanks, Herb.
That was fantastic. Herb. Apparently, these nachos we really missed. I thought I did a good job with the chicken tacos.
You said they were big, too.
Dang. Well, little goat, keep on doing what you're doing, at least for one more home game. We have more Bears coming up next. You heard a preview. If they're in win now mode, why are we putting a little bit of a lid on it? We'll talk about it next on The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Training, you've all set with
the Buffalo and the Bears, you've been on both sides of the spectrum, winning and losing, and so you know what it looks like for a team to be in win-now mode. Do you feel like that's legit here with the Bears, even having lost 10 in a row last year, that this is win-now and you guys are capable of it?
Yeah, 100%. And that's what I just talked about, like his message. That's what we all think. Like, it's definitely win-now mode, and that's only mindset to have.
That was the most Mark Grody moment ever coming out of break. Mark Grody joins us on the Midday Show on The Score today. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, and Groats, and we love it. So Grody asks Tremaine Edmonds at Hollis Hall this week an excellent question, to which it provided an excellent answer. You just heard it. Then Grody turns to Adam Studzinski and Ray Diaz to thumbs up them and then knocks over his Diet Coke. Like, that was the most Grody in a nutshell thing.
Wait, was the lid on?
No.
Yeah, well, luckily there's not a whole lot left,
oh
but
my
I did.
And then
I did.
It just makes no lid. That I know. Noise.
Okay, here's the lid. I'm putting the lid
on. I'm about
on.
To say engineers are going to kill you.
You know, I always talk about childproofing myself.
Childproof me.
And sometimes you got to childproof yourself.
I need help.
But you also dictated a big topic when it came to talking about the Bears and where they are at Hollis Hall. And then you found something else today.
Yeah, well, the Tremaine Edmonds had said during that presser, win now. So my question was a follow, because I was like, oh, wait a minute. He just said they're in win now mode. So I was like, I got to get back to this. So a few questions later, I'm like, did I just hear what I thought I heard you say? Because let me set this up too by saying Tremaine Edmonds, I don't think I've ever heard him say anything like that. Like, he definitely is into hyperbole. He's a rah-rah guy. He'll like really... He's never going to say anything negative. Everything is great. We're positive. We're happy. We're going to be great.
We have weirdly positive linebackers. Ooh. Like, for as much shop as they wreck on the field, yes, they are super lovely off the field.
Right. But Tremaine Edmonds can be a little bit out of control with his positivity. That's the craziest thing I've ever said. So he said that, and I obviously asked the question. Then I'm walking in today from the territory that Marshall and I use, the loop of South, and I'm listening to Brad Biggs on Loop of South with Molly and Haw. And as it occurs occasionally, David Haw and Mr. Brad Biggs, yeah, they will get into it just a little bit. And this is what went down in regards to the win now mode. Here it is.
And then, like, I saw some people kind of made a big deal about Tremaine Edmonds saying, you know, they're in win now mode.
Yeah.
It was us.
Press the pause button here and evaluate this. You've got a player.
Why?
Saying they're in win now mode. Like, if a player.
Hold on, stop it right there. Stop it right there.
Film study. Tape study.
Why?
Get the law and order ready.
I didn't notice that coming. Haw was just exasperated.
He really was. I felt guilty. Sometimes Brad is talking to me and I'm okay with it. I'm like, yeah, I said that.
Oh, Biggs is the best, but the Haw. Why? Okay, go on.
It's newsworthy.
Well, then right? That's what Jalen Johnson is saying. He's saying, well, I'm not that excited. You shouldn't be that excited. We're just going to disappoint you anyway.
I mean, but a player saying we're in win now mode? Yeah, of course you're in win
Tremaine
now mode.
Tremaine Edmonds did not say just we're in win now mode. He said that Ben Johnson entered the room. You liked what you heard. He gets it, and he's the guy that we believe in.
Well, of course they believe in him, and they believed in Eberflus until it wasn't the coach anymore.
I want you to tell me the Bears are leading the league in offseason victories. I don't need the leaders of the Bears to tell me to tone things down because it's too much hype. I want them to believe that they're one season away from going to the playoffs, or they're one season away. They're in win now mode. I want to hear that from the players.
Did you buy into the Justin Fields as my quarterback when they were, you know, three quarters of the way through the 2023 season, and it was abundantly clear to anyone without Kool-Aid glasses on that he wasn't going to be the quarterback of the Bears? I mean, did you want to hear that too?
That's a different scenario. That was in season. That was, we had evidence. When you're starting a new regime, I'm okay with over-the-top optimism from players who are in there and believing that they're capable of doing things that they may not have done before.
I'm cool with him saying that, but it's like people look, they're in win now mode. Well, yeah, of course the player's going to say they're in win now mode. Let's see what they do in the draft. Let's see what things look like this summer. And we'll hopefully look a heck of a lot better. And they'll hopefully be a heck of a lot more competitive and won't fall into the kind of traps and ruts that just destroyed this past season.
Why?
I get where Biggs is coming from to have
Biggs
some...
is Jalen Johnson to us saying win now, which is us saying to Jalen Johnson, are they in win now?
Why?
Does that make sense? We're all reflecting on each other.
I get where Biggs is coming from, man. We all need perspective. However, this was not something that came out of players' mouths last year or the year before or any time on Mad Eberflus. I heard no players talking about win now. So it is different. That is a different thing. Now, I get Biggs being cautious. He's seen it all. I've seen a lot, too. I sit next to Biggs often at training camp, and we just sit there sometimes and have these great conversations about what's going on. But this is not something that was coming out of players' mouths last year or the year before. Win now.
You sit next to Biggs?
Occasionally.
Pot stirrer extraordinaire.
That seems dangerous.
He lets you sit next to him?
Well, occasionally, yeah. I love sitting next to
Are you his comic relief?
No, not at all. No, we sit up there and we watch. Occasionally we talk a little baseball. Big's big, huge baseball guy.
I love his baseball thoughts.
I'm not saying
morning,
like
morning,
I...
What's going on?
I love his White Sox thoughts. His White Sox thoughts are hilarious.
His White Sox takes are so
well,
spot
he goes
on.
To a lot of Sox games. I think that's his chosen Chicago team.
I thought you were going
to
say his chosen torture.
Why? Why?
That's an all-time drop, by the way.
That is. We got to keep it.
But why?
I will say old school newspaper demeanor and Sox fan demeanor. Maybe there's overlapping circles there, if you get my gist.
Not quite a perfect circle, but the Venn diagram is strong there.
Very strong. Yeah, that overlaps.
What do you guys think? Is it right?
312-644-6767, by the way. We want your feedback on this. A lot of texts, but also calls. And I'm not being sarcastic. We actually want your feedback.
Yeah, we're going to take calls.
Calls.
Next segment.
312-644-6767.
Okay, when you ask, what do we think about what specifically? Because I have a lot of thoughts about a lot of things concerning this.
The question is it right for players to be talking about, have they earned the right to be talking about win now? Is that the mode the Bears should be in? Is it justified, what Tremaine Edmonds is saying? Or is Biggs the voice of reason?
I think Biggs is the voice of reason, but at the same time, why wouldn't players always talk about winning now? They don't get paid to win in the future. They get paid to win the game that's in front of them. It's a game-by-game league. It's really quarter-by-quarter, practice-by-practice till you start playing the games.
By day, amen.
Yeah, like, players are supposed to talk about winning games. That's what they're paid to do. Do your job, and if everyone does their job successfully, you'll win games. That's the goal. So, like, to put this win now thing, I don't even think that should be a thing. It should be... We're going to try to win what is directly in front of us. Why is win now this phrase that is causing all this controversy? What are they supposed to do? Suit up and not win?
No, but it's the way they say it. Like think about the Bulls, for example, and how you just brought up Arturis Karnišovas' press conference from after the trade deadline, where he's talking about being competitive and 9 to 10 good players can win you a game or win you a series. In this case, you're hearing somebody use defined terms. And Brad Biggs, to his credit, always knows the self-awareness which players and executives have to talk around something in the NFL. So in this case, this is direct statement. This is somebody who's putting something on the line when it comes to backing up the direction of the team with the actions that we've seen.
I disagree on the comparison to other sports, because let me tell you something. They're certainly not the White Sox who, yeah, if they said win now, then I'd be like, with what? They're certainly not the Bulls, because I'd still say, with what?
Gar Forman and John Paxson used to sit there in that press conference at the beginning of the season and say, our goal is to make the playoffs.
Okay, how did that work out for
That's
them?
That's not the point. The point is, it's the same discussion.
Oh, okay, it's the same discussion, but I think being realistic about what your expectations are, for the Bears specifically, to go out, get what is a number one pick, use it on a quarterback who you tell us is franchise altering, then to go pay Ben Johnson the amount of money that you paid him as the kind of unanimous highest regarded coach as far as coaching options in the offseason, and to go and get the players you're getting in free agency to the point where now you can draft whatever else needs you want to do to mold your team. It's not out of need. It's about what we want to do, highest player available, regardless of position.
Why would they think they couldn't win this season? That's why I'm confused about the win now versus what?
Well, later? Well, I think here's the nuance, Marshall. There's no way that anybody on the Bears could have said, let's say when Flus took over in, 2022, nobody on that roster, even the star player, even Jalen Johnson, even Tremaine Edmonds there by then? No.
Oh, no.
No player in that locker room was saying, we're in win now mode.
But that was a very different situation because you just went and got a guy who happened to be a defensive coordinator that had some good seasons, and then you didn't know what your quarterback situation necessarily was going to look like because Justin Fields, there was expectation, but not the same type of expectation of a Caleb Williams.
I mean, based on how people argue about Ryan Poles' record, they weren't in win now mode. Like, you can look at it and say 15-36, and that's it. You can also look at it and say, well, they weren't built to win at a certain time and this and that, which is also partially true. It's just a matter of how long you think that timeline was going to take to mature. If we are not in that this year, I'm sorry. What on earth do you think it takes time-wise to develop that?
No, I'm saying with the Ryan Poles thing specifically, the first 2 years we knew were a no-go. But the end of the second year gave us a window into the possibility that year three would be the year that you flip it around.
But
right?
I think players know when a team is genuinely trying to win and when they're not.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's what I'm saying.
So you're saying they weren't when they were 4-2. When they were 4-2 last season.
Yeah.
Were people acting like they weren't trying to go to the playoffs?
No. Well, you got to separate fans from players.
We're talking very specifically about
players' reactions, not fans. That's a whole different thing.
We could talk about just players then. So
you, a guy who's always in that locker room,
deal with these players
yeah.
at Halas Hall. When they were 4-2, what were they talking about?
Of course
about?
They're talking about winning, but Marshall, I'm talking about before the season begins, is this a win-now team? Last year, probably, and we were all wrong about it.
Because they were coming off what they came off the last stretch, right? It was the second half of the season.
It was Roma Dunze
with DJ Moore. It was, who else? Caleb Williams coming in. That's what got everybody
like
excited last
Byron
year.
Having Byron Pringle on your receiving core probably means you don't have the same expectations as when you had Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Roma Dunze. And I'm not insulting Byron Pringle.
He was one of my guys, okay?
But also, he's
your guy?
He's one of my
but
guys.
Also, I think he knew what he was, too, and that's kind of my point.
Why?
He knew, you know, when you get a one-year contract, you know what you're in for a little bit. In this case, I think, yes, players are hardwired to win. We heard them last year talk about their assignments, control what they can control, do what they can. But when you hear things like Ryan Poles telling Lou Kanellis that he gets a text from Jalen Johnson saying, oh, we're trying to win, that's what this is. That's the difference.
So you're talking more less about what Ryan Poles said there and more about what he was told by Jalen Johnson. Because this time last year, Ryan Poles said, it's time to win now.
Poles said he got a text, and the player believed him.
No, I'm saying, but that's the focus, is what the player was saying, as opposed to what Ryan Poles himself was saying, because his message hasn't changed the last two offseasons.
Here's a question that we can get into later or another time. What are we missing? What are we missing about the Bears this year? Because remember, last year, we were very confident. We didn't know what they were missing, and we found out. What are we missing this year?
I have answers.
You
later.
Did? Okay.
Bears. We want to know what you think as well. We're serious. 312-644-6767. We actually want to know what you think. We've already got a good bank of phone calls so far. Text us if you can't call us. We get it. There's also the meatball machine in case you need it. Go to the app. Leave a voice message. You know what to do.
Why?
It doesn't talk back, unlike us. So I'm just throwing that out there for you guys. Put the grocery list on there. Make it the grocery list about the Bears. We have more next on The Score.
Why?
Now for my favorite part of the show. What'd I say? Talk to the audience? Oh, God, this is always death.
Why?
The Score Midday Show, 10-2 on 670 The Score.
We actually wanted to take your calls in this, but for real. 312-644-6767. Your thoughts on the Bears being in win-now mode? There's only one way to kick it off on the Midday Show. Mario in Hyde Park. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. Hello there.
What up, Mario?
Everybody.
So, hello, Layla Rahimi and everyone. So, this morning, I heard that too. And I want to say, as a 30-plus year listener to this radio station, I have never been as angry as I am right now.
Oh.
The idea that the expectation of the athlete who's been there for 6 years and has seen nothing, for him to go over the top with his reaction to coaching hirings, that is some of the most disingenuous stuff I've ever heard. You mean to tell me that Jalen Johnson, after all of this, the Bears have done nothing in the last 6 years since he's been there? Nothing. For him now to go, you know what, Super Bowl, we're doing it. It's April. They're in OTAs. What do you want him to do? Nothing happens until it happens. This Bear team today on April, whatever day it is, because I've lost track of days,
April
times, 10th. And years.
April 10th.
I don't even know what day of the week it is, man. Go on.
Thursday, That's April 10th.
Yeah.
We're a team.
Thank you very much.
Bears.
What the expectation should be from Jalen Johnson is staying healthy until they get to camp. And then you get to camp. And then you see how you draft it. I think that why question maybe made me madder than anything. There is no – it's April. Jesus Christ. It's April.
So you're saying – I'm trying to get down to the bottom. You're saying telling us to calm down? Is that what's going on here, Mario?
No, what I'm saying is the only expectation anybody should have and pay heed to what he said. That hype is just that. It's hype. Until you get on the field, until you get between the lines, until you actually play a game or two, until you figure out how to win in your division, there's nothing happening. Nothing.
Mario, I'm with you 100%. I was going to go over 100%, but that would just be hyperbole. I'm with you all the way. How about that?
That works.
I'm actually glad you didn't.
Okay.
I'm glad you didn't go 110%.
I also want to say this. I think you're questioning like Jalen Johnson's assessment of it, and I understand why, because you do have years to your name and your Bears resume. Yeah. I think he was making the point like he's tried all these other times and probably got excited, and he's like, "There's nothing we can do until we're playing."
Yeah. I think Mario's well on board with that, and he's saying everyone should have the Jalen Johnson approach as opposed to the other.
I want to hear your thoughts, Mario.
Until you play, until you can play a game. I don't think he's too far off in saying we should temper our expectation because nothing has happened yet.
I like
That's all.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry that this is the thing that has made you the most mad. There's a lot of things.
32 years, Leila.
Yeah, that's a lot, Mario.
Oh, it made me so mad.
But also, you have every bit to be righteous, and yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Mario, look at me. You are what the score is all about, my friend. It is passion. You called in to the score because you've got 32 years of anger pent up that you needed to express. You're the essence, man. Thanks for the call.
I think my sports anger has just calmed down dramatically. Thank you for taking my call.
Talk it out, man. That's what we're here for. Mario in Hyde Park, always great to talk to you on the score. Now let's go to Tony in Joliet. Tony, you're on the score.
Hey, Layla, I can't compete with Mario. I got 25 years. He's got 32. I love the dude. And I just want to piggyback one thing he said before my comments. Yeah, the hype until you prove it. But Jalen Johnson never had the hype of talent that delivered the hype when they had the job. I mean, we had Eberflus. We had all the other stuff. He sees guys coming in that had the hype and delivered the hype. So, yeah, my point is, though, yeah, the Bears are totally in win mode right now. And I think if I can compare it to my 25 years in Chicago, we never have two teams winning at the same time. And I think if we look at it like this, guys.
That's wrong, by the way. But, yeah, I hear you.
The same attitude in the offseason that the Bears had. Right now, we still have Bellinger at first base. It's a money issue. They own the neighborhood. It's money and only money. And we'd have a closer. And we'd probably have a couple more competent middle relievers. So I say this, the Bears are definitely in win mode, and my Cubbies, dagger in my heart, unless they fix this pitching, we're watching the same season of last year. And I love Grody. I sent you a recipe, dude, for a pimento spread. I texted to the score. Hopefully you get it. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And Marshall Harris, I love you. And Layla, every day you're on the score is a better day for the score. Move forward, forget the past. You guys are carrying the torch, and it's going to go another 30 years. I love you guys.
Tony, thank you so much. I just want to let you know that unfortunately the text line, sometimes we don't get all the links or emojis or anything. So send it to one of the Score emails. I really appreciate it. And thank you for your kind call. That was awesome.
Kindness goes a long way.
Dudes, that is 52 years. Those back-to-back calls, 52 years
of Bears.
Chicago-ness and Bears-ness. Good God, is that not the essence? What else we got?
Let's keep it rolling. We are taking your Bears calls on the Score. And if we don't have time to get to you, just call our meatball machine. Tell us what you think. It is the voicemail feature on the Odyssey app. Maybe we bring them back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, I think. Just because it's a Bears week and we've got stuff to talk about. James in Pleasant Prairie, you're on the Score.
Bears.
Oh, guys, let's temper expectations here. How about we just be quiet? First of all, how about we stop? I want Ben to come in and stop the dysfunction. And if Ben saved Ryan's butt. I'm going to say the right word here because it was dysfunction. Look what happened. We got two guys with their hand in whatever jar it was in. We got Caleb walking around the facility looking for someone to talk to and coach him. I mean, this is insane. Jalen's got the right idea. How about we just shut up? Shut up. If I'm the coach, hey, listen, all your podcasts, I'm older. I'm 52, so I'm doing this a little bit. I'm trying to be cool, but I'm not. I'm fired up.
I'm not cool either.
Just be quiet. Listen, just be quiet. Shut your mouth. You catch you talking too much, I'm going to fine you. How's that? Let's start with changing the atmosphere. Let's start with changing the dysfunction and move forward. Let's start there. I don't want to hear anything about winning or losing. Quiet. Get your butts to work. Let's go out there and win. We got some new talent. But my expectations have been on the top of this for two. I'm done. I'm tattered.
James, will you do me a favor? James, if you see something, will you say something, James?
Yes, of
course. Okay, that's all I needed.
I see it all.
Yeah.
Oh, he's clairvoyant. He says he sees it all. Okay.
James of Pleasant Prairie, we appreciate you. It is okay to vent. I'm not cool either. I totally understand.
Yeah. I like the idea of Caleb Williams looking. Will you coach me? Will you coach
Quit
me?
Yelling.
I need coaching. Will ye coach me?
He painted the picture well. I think that might kind of be the case. Like, do you need more help? Blink twice if you're in trouble.
Layla, I don't think we've had three calls back to back to back as passionate as those three calls since the season ended, NFL season.
Those were three great calls.
They came in. With the blowtorch.
And guess what? Now we have a guy coming up who makes you want to run even farther through the tunnel. Like the paper banner that we want to run through has nothing on our next
guest. Is Herb Howard coming on again?
Matt Bowen.
Oh, Matt Bowen.
Let's rock. Shout out to Matt and Lamont, Embrace and Humboldt Park. I'm sorry we couldn't get to you guys. Don't be afraid to call the Meatball Machine. Odyssey app, leave a voice message. We appreciate you. In the meantime, everybody, if you ain't running now, get your track shoes on. Matt Bowen's next on the Score.